Friends, and welcome to Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting live today from KKNW on 1150 AM here in beautiful Seattle on the west coast of the United States. I want to thank everyone so much for their support and for making Out of This World Radio one of the fastest-growing spiritual and metaphysical radio shows in the world, with over 250,000 listeners in over 90 countries. The purpose of this show is to make the world a much better place, and I know that if we all work together, we can and will make this world a much better and happier place. On today's show, from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. Pacific time, I'll be talking about my upcoming Cosmic Awareness Conference in beautiful Dresden, Germany, on November 9th and 10th, 2019, with some wonderful, incredible people, including Ehrlich Schützer from Germany, Saskia Votlander from Germany, and Eric Karstensen and Emma Louise Livingsoul from Norway. Then from 3 to 3:30 p.m., I'll be talking about my recent trip to Mount Shasta and my upcoming trip to Shasta from September 5th to the 11th. There are still places available on the trip, so if you'd like to go, please let me know. Bob Wiles, a wonderful fellow from Vancouver, Canada, who went with me on my trip, will be talking about the aliens which beams light strobe lights into his tent in the middle of the night at Mount Shasta, and we'll also have some fantastic stories. In addition, during the show, I'll also be channeling Adama and the people of Telos with messages for humanity. During our last trip, just a couple weeks ago, we saw Sasquatch, met with Adama and the people of Telos, and we also had the unique experience of telepathically communicating with a Pleiadian spaceship which was circling above our campsite, and then he came down to see us. We could all see him in the etheric, in the astral level. It was sort of like an image shimmering in the fifth dimension, but he stayed for a while at our campsite. We offered him some food. He said no, he's already eaten on his spaceship. So then he went back, and we had a wonderful time. Then from 3:30 to 4 o'clock today, I'll be interviewing the famous QAnon in a live interview. Q stands for Top Secret Clearance, and his messages have been posted many times on Twitter and other social media. He has some incredible things to say today, and I know you'll find him truly out of this world. I'd like to thank the many sponsors of this show, including Corey and Saul in Kirkland, Washington, for their beautiful support, along with Marie, Jessica, and their wonderful friends in Bothell, Washington, who sponsored me and Michiko Hayashi in giving presentations at their wonderful home last weekend. I'd also like to thank Mary and Elias in Costa Rica, my good friends Brandley and Jem in London, England, and, of course, Emma Louise and Jan Erik in Norway, who's on the program today. And also like to thank Marcus in Finland, Bob and Jason in beautiful Vancouver, Canada, Saskia in Dresden, and who's on the show today, and my wonderful friend and web designer, Carol, who does wonderful work on my website, and everyone around the world who've supported the show and helped me raise consciousness. Also, like to thank KKNW, my producer, Eric, for their wonderful help. I wanted to tell everyone I have a spiritual mentoring program where I help teach people how to contact their spirit guides and loved ones who've passed on. There is no such thing as death, my friends, simply a transition into another dimension. And if you'd like to contact a loved one who's on the other side or your angels, please send me an email anytime to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can call me here in the United States at 509-750-9793, or toll-free in the United States and Canada at 1-888-879-8339. Tomorrow, I'll be at a wonderful spiritual Brent event at the South Tacoma Masonic Temple at 5405 South Puget Sound Avenue in Tacoma, giving readings. I'll be there from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. I also will have copies of my book, Messages from the Masters, with messages from Albert Einstein, President Kennedy, Nostradamus, and the Galactic Alliance. I hope you can come. Then from September 5th to the 11th, I'll be going back to Mount Shasta, which is one of the world's most spiritual places. About 100 miles beneath that mountain, there exists a city called Telos. It's a fifth-dimensional city that's been there approximately 12,500 years old, left over from the people who escaped from Lemuria after the Atlanteans blew up much of the planet. During our visits, we always see many Sasquatch, UFOs, and the Pleiadians, and always meet with Adama and the people of Telos. We also experienced many miracle healings. Last year, Adama healed the eyesight in my eyes. For decades, I had had farsighted, blurry vision in my right eye, 20/50 vision, actually. And last summer, Adama visited me at Mount Shasta, and he asked me if I'd like a healing, and I said yes. And I woke up the next morning. That was in the middle of the night, dream state. I woke up the next morning, and suddenly all the trees and everything around our campsite, my campsite, was completely crystal clear. And I now have 20 crystal clear 20/10 vision, crystal clear eyesight in both eyes. The cost for the trip is only $200 per person, includes free camping. And if you'd like to come along, send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. Also, my good friend Tom Palladino will be in Hawaii next month in August. He's got a wonderful schedule. He's a fantastic fellow, and he's got a good heart too. He has a free wellness program, a healing program for people using scalar energy. He'll have events on August 17th, August 20th, August 22nd, August 24th. And if you'd like to go to any of his events, please call him at area code 808-779-4323. That's area code 808-779-4323. Finally, of course, on November 9th and 10th, I'll be sponsoring my first Cosmic Awareness Conference in Dresden, Germany, with some really amazing psychics, mediums, and UFO people. The cost for the conference is just 107 euros for both days on November 9th and 10th, or just 53 euros a day. If you'd like to come, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, and I'll be happy to send you all the details. Next year, I wanted to tell you briefly about some exciting things. I'll be going back to Machu Picchu in Peru twice next year, from January 23rd to February 7th, 2020, and again from May 17th to June 4th. The trip includes all expenses, including ground transportation within Peru and all hotels and accommodations and sub-meals, and entrance fees and guides to Machu Picchu and other sacred sites. We'll also be meeting shamans, and I know you'll have a really amazing time. The cost does not include airfare to and from Peru, but prices right now are pretty low. For example, there was a seat sale recently from Vancouver, Canada to Lima, Peru, for only $240 round trip on Interjet Airlines through Mexico City. The trip will also include a stopover in Mexico City. We'll be visiting the Pyramid of the Moon and Pyramid of the Sun, and I'll be channeling some of those ancient spirits while we're there. It also includes a visit to the Archaeological Museum in Mexico City, where we hope to meet one of the world's most famous archaeologists, Dr. Jaime Masson, who's a specialist in UFOs, artifacts, and sightings. If you'd like to go, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. This has never been a better time to go to Peru. The prices are low, and I guarantee you'll have a really out-of-this-world time. With that, I'd like to bring on my guests. I think they're all here. Saskia's here, Ehrlich is here, Jan Erik is here, and Emma Louise is here. Welcome, my friends. Thank you so much for coming on my show today.
Hello, Ted.
Hello, Ted.
Jan Erik, Emma?
Hello, Ted.
Okay,
thank
good.
You so much.
Good. Didn't know whether you were asleep or not. It's getting late there.
No. We're not sleeping.
Okay, good. Well, I'd like to start with Saskia first. Saskia is a beautiful artist. She's a light worker in Dresden, Germany. She's helping us organize this wonderful new conference called the Cosmic Awareness a Conference in Dresden, Germany. Saskia, tell us, what kind of work do you do?
Well, hello again. Hello. I'm a Dresden author, and I also illustrate my books.
Okay.
And last year, I already published one children's book. And this year, I'm doing a project together with another author. I only illustrate a book, but we are doing together a book. And, well, that's what's going on right now.
Okay. And you have psychic abilities, too.
I think so.
Okay.
Sometimes it works, I think.
Okay. Okay. Great. Well, Saskia is helping me organize the conference, as well as her friends, Daniela and Sandy in Dresden. And I think it's going to be a wonderful time. And just, Saskia, if you don't mind, please stay on while I bring Ehrlich on. Ehrlich is a wonderful gentleman. Ehrlich, do you live near Frankfurt or Cologne? Where do you live? Ehrlich, can you hear us okay? Okay, we may have lost Ehrlich. I don't hear from him. Ehrlich, are you there?
I'm there. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. We lost you there. Yeah.
Do you
live near Cologne or Frankfurt?
It's very close to Düsseldorf, and Düsseldorf is close to Cologne. So that's That's north of Frankfurt.
Uh-huh. Okay, wonderful, wonderful. Well, Ehrlich, I have to tell you, we met you last month in Germany, and you're an incredibly interesting fellow. You've sent me all kinds of dozens of emails on all kinds of topics, and I'm so happy that you'll be becoming to Dresden today. Tell us, what would you like to talk about? What will you be talking about at Dresden?
So in Dresden, my background is I'm an electrical engineer, and let's say the past 20 years I worked in the lighting industry. I lived for 10 years in Hong Kong and China and produced very special decorative lighting, and I developed the production. And during that time, in 2012, I joined a course to be a regression session guidance. And then during the past 4 years, I attended 4 seminars with Gordon Smith, a Scottish medium.
Okay.
And with these experiences, I stepped into observing from my complete background what's happening actually in the real world with the so-called shift.
Okay.
The shift into the other. And yes, we can observe. We can observe technically some of the events that push us psychic into the psychic areas in the so-called gamma state. And that will be what I will talk about. And I will explain how you can, on a daily basis, check the data on the internet, and how it feels, and how you can connect with other people, and how you can communicate this very special subject.
Sure, absolutely, absolutely. Tell me, Ehrlich, I mean, there's so many things we could talk about. What will you be talking about at the conference this November in Dresden?
Yes, it's exactly this. I will put all the basic informations together so that the people listening after the talk, after the presentation, have a basic, not only a basic understanding, but have a, let's say, the feet on the ground, not to lose themselves in this push into the higher frequencies regarding Schumann frequency range. And this has a direct impact on how we feel, what we perceive through our inner vision, through our third eye, so-called third eye. So looking into the other dimensions, this is, let's say for a technical engineer, it's a kind of oxymoron, or it's a widespread, but I will handle it in a good way.
Okay, all right. Ehrlich, I have to ask you, you know, you're an incredibly interesting fellow. What do you see happening? What do you see happening maybe in 5 years to the planet? What kind of world do you think we'll have in 5 years if we make the right choices? Will it be a world, for example, that'll be end of conflict, end of wars, where people will live 4 or 5 times longer than they do now and communicate telepathically?
I think that's because I follow the Kryon teachings and channelings since some years. I got familiar with the terms. The veil is lifting. The veil is getting thinner. And I mentioned my experience with the mediumship and with past life. Because that gave me a practical insight in what we can expect. And if we, on an individual base, realize that what you said some minutes ago, that this life is just a finger snip in the endless time, or non-time and non-existent existence, it's about how, with a physical body, with a human body, we can experience. And that's a process. And Yeah, that's on a very individual base. So I see more and more people becoming more open and being interested in the subject. And I hope that there will be a good crowd in Dresden coming together. And so we will give it another push forward. So in 5 years, if this speed keeps going on, what I perceive, yeah, it will be different. But how different? We never experienced that. And it's maybe an imagination. Yes, more peace, more insight into the human nature. It's we will face a climate change where wherever it goes, in a more cooler climate or wet or whatever, mm-hmm. and especially the US experience a very cold winter, what is not communicated. So there is, and this all will be, it's a kind of a healthy shock for mankind to look on the ground. And I spend the whole day in the garden, and I can recommend it to everyone. Mm-hmm. Plant some veggies, or if it is a salad, in a pot on your balcony, right. Or go in the garden and change something. Dig with your hands in the soil. So I did that. I was in the weeds today.
Oh, well, that sounds like fun. That sounds like
yes.
fun. That sounds like
yes,
fun.
Yes, it was fun.
Good, good.
So it's a grounding. It's grounding, and yeah, 5 years. In 5 years, let's look back what happened 5 years ago, and 5 years in, yeah, a lot will happen. A lot will happen.
Well, you know,
and I see.
You know, we can look back and going 5 years in the future. I can see us all looking back to this time, to the conference we had in Dresden on November 9th and 10th, 2019.
Oh, yeah. That's a good vision.
Yeah, and it was the start of a lot of light work in Germany, spreading throughout West,
yes.
Throughout Europe, and making Europe a better place, and the making Europe a better place and the world a better place. So anyway,
absolutely,
yeah.
I agree.
So anyway, yeah, I can see that happening. Well, good. Well, please stay on. Please stay on. I'd like to bring on
yes.
Jan Erik and Emma Louise now, coming from Norway. Jan Erik and Emma, are you there?
Yes, we are.
We are, Ted.
Okay.
Thank you so much for having us.
Okay, good, good, good. Well, so what are you? There's so much we could talk about, but let me ask you this: you'll be coming to our conference. I'm still working out the schedule for you guys, but. What do you see happening, Emma Louise? I'll start with you first, and then Jan Erik. What do you see happening in the next couple of years, and what kind of a society do you see us having in 5 years from now?
Well, I believe I have answered that before, Ted. But to be honest, what I believe and what I know and what I hope is very different. I definitely hope that there will be a bright and beautiful future for us in a 5 years' time, where everyone can like live together and be harmonious with each other and live in peace, so to say, and with Mother Earth and the rest of the universe.
Mm-hmm.
But to be honest, what I know is completely different. And I know that there will be a lot of changes, and things will change, maybe not as people see today.
Sure.
And right now, I'm not going to go too much into it, but maybe later in the program.
Okay. Okay. Great.
Okay.
And Jan Erik, what do you see happening?
I see actually people start to wake up, and they will start to go to the first what we call rabbit hole, to look for truth. And it's going to be so many rabbit holes around on this planet here to walk into it and jump into it. So they're going to be very filled, tight up with to see what they learn about this. So in a five years' time, I think we will have more opened about what's actually happened on the planet. People will understand more, but still we can see people are still sleeping, because they don't believe everything still. So I think we are, this process is going to take some time, this process.
Right. Well, I still think there's good things coming. I think there's a lot of good things coming. Ehrlich, what do you see the good things coming in the future?
Oh, one of the good things is that we meet in Dresden.
Right.
Yes. The good things in future. So, referring to my day in the garden and the charcoal that came in, I see a lot of juicy vegetables. And this is really hands-on. So the more people dig in their garden and grow vegetables, and I give my little baby plants, I give it to my daughter, to Düsseldorf, and my sister will get some kale for her garden for the winter. So this is now kind of spreading through the family. So I'm proactive in that. And I see on the internet, on YouTube, I see a lot of videos about gardening, and there are many, many people are watching these videos and are commenting on this, and a lot of tips go around. This is really basic work, what we can do. The other side is that we get more and more into our psychic abilities and learn who we really are. And this is also a process. I think the more people get knowledge about that, the more there is a need for good trainers and good training.
Okay.
And seminars.
Wonderful, wonderful. Michiko, are you there? Well, we'll try to get Michiko Hayashi from Japan on now. Saskia, what kinds of things do you see happening in the coming years?
Well, a lot of changes, mm-hmm. but I listen to Krayan too since several years now, and he always says in 10 years there will be a new world. It's difficult to see or believe it now, but in 10 years it will be totally different, and that's what I believe. And I also think we have to look at our children. It's them. They will bring a lot of change. They are already really different. My little children, they are so different in so many ways, okay. as we were when we were children. So actually, I think that's the big change will come from them. They will show us, they can remember past lives. They know that war is never good. They will seek for peace and harmony. That's what I feel. That's why I write books. And
wonderful.
What I write in my book is about this diversity. It's about tolerance. It's about how to peacefully coexist.
Yeah. Okay. Saskia, I'm sorry to stop you there.
Yeah.
We're trying to reach Michiko Hayashi in Tokyo, but we're having having some difficulties now. We'll try her again. Could you try her again, Eric? We'll try her again. So anyway, we'll try her here. Anyway, that's good. I think there's a lot of good things happening happening in the earth, and I think we're going to look back to this time in future and to show that we made a difference in the world. Emma Louise, go ahead and love your opinion on that.
Okay, well, you know, Ted, I'm not here to be the the dark one here today, but I think I have to say this because, you know, that I'm not really here from this planet. I'm actually coming from another place to this planet to try to help people to be aware of what is going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I have done this from I was a little child, and I have definitely been speaking about the future for over 40 years now, and everything I ever have said have actually come to the truth. I even knew that Donald Trump would be the president like 15 years before anyone else knew. So I have to say that to really have a beautiful, bright future for all of us, we need to break free. And one of the things that we truly need to break free from is the religious and spiritual and new age traps that we all are in. Mm-hmm. Because I have been told from my family, the Star family, that the new age and the spirituality today is just another belief system based on the already established old religions. Mm-hmm. And it is just a new suit, so to speak. And all this is to keep us from seeing what is really happening in the world. And there is very few that is truly seeing what is happening in the world today. No one really knows that in Israel, there is actually those that are controlling the world. And about Israel, there is six cone heads. And above that six cone heads, there are one entity. And this entity is going under many names. You have Yahweh, you have God, you have Shiva, you have Allah. All of these gods are under one entity. And this is a very narcissistic, psychopathic entity that is controlling all the religious systems in the world. And you know, we instead of hearing of a God taking you to heaven, we are now hearing about this ascending into a fifth dimension. It's the same concept, but a different marketing, so to speak. So I think that the first thing everyone needs to do in this time is to get out of this indoctrinations that we have and start to really see what's happening. And I'm just waiting to hear about a mosque in Jerusalem to fall, mm-hmm. because I know that there will be a mosque in Jerusalem falling. And one of the things that they have really trying to make happening now, and one of the things they will really make happen, is a new world religion, and that religion will be Talmud. And this is what my star sisters and brothers are telling me. So I just feel that it's very important to get out of this ascension deception that we are in, because they are deliberately blurring the lines here so we can't see clearly what is going on in the world. And if we truly want to make it to this beautiful and bright future for all of us, where we truly are free and where we all understand that we are all creator beings and we are not supposed to be trapped in a matrix system or a constructed world which we are living in today, we have to get through these indoctrinations. And we can't just sit there and continuously listening to channelings that are actually not pure and real channelings at all. Mm-hmm. They are channelings coming from archons that are controlled through the six ones, through the cone heads. We have one cone head that is in complete control of the artificial game here on this earth. And they are controlling the archons, which are controlling these channelings. So not everything that is coming through the channelings is real. And I have been writing and speaking about this since I was a child. So this is not like something, this is not new. And as you know, Ted, I was kept completely out of, I was not allowed to read books. I was not allowed to watch television, radio. I had never been vaccinated. I had a strict program when it came to diet and who I was allowed to speak to. I was not allowed to be programmed or influenced by anyone. And I lived in the mountains and I lived in the forest. And already as a little child, I was meditating for 8 and 10 hours a day. And I had this contact with my extraterrestrial family and they told me all of this. So I feel so sad today when I hear people talking only about this beautiful and bright future, but the hardest thing for humanity today is to truly go within themselves and be honest with themselves. Because if you can't completely break out of all indoctrinations and programmings, from this world, from this system that we are living in. You will never be able to be free. You will never be able to sit on a zero ground and see the world for what it really is. And yes, I told you, it's a difference of what I'm hoping for, it's a difference of what I'm believing in, and it's a really big difference of what I know. And I just don't buy into this new spiritually new age BS anymore, to say it like that.
Okay. Do you think negative entities have gotten in and corrupted the message for control?
Say that again, Ted, please.
Do you think negative entities have gotten in and twisted the message for control so people get confused and don't go on a good spiritual path?
There is a lot of negative influence in this world today, sadly, but it is. And I think that all of the beautiful things that I've been speaking about before with you, Ted, it's very important to have focus on them, but it's also very important to be able to be to stand in the middle, to make like, I mean, the Christians are talking about the narrow path, but you know, it's actually very important to be in the middle, to be in balance, because you see, when you are standing in the darkness, you're always judging the light. And when you're standing in the light, you will always judge the darkness. You have to be in the middle so you can see clearly. That is why I'm called the white avatar, because I'm standing in the between of everything. So I'm able to see through this web that has been created within this world. And we have to get out of it. This is the only thing. We have to see through all of this. It's right. Not. We can talk about all the beautiful things that we want in the world. And yes, please keep that in mind. Keep that in your heart and try as good as you can to evolve this and to develop it and to make it happen. But we also have to be honest with ourselves and get rid of all the indoctrinations and all the programmings, all the things that we don't need anymore. And we have to start to look at what is truly happening in the world. And I'm saying it, they're trying to create a new religion to put up on us. And I believe that Jan Erik also can say something about this.
Right. Well, tell me about the new religion you see being created.
They're trying to create the Talmud. And to be honest, you know, what's happening in Israel now, they're so positive and happy, but what they're really trying to make now is a new Holocaust. The Jews are not safe anymore in the world that they are trying to create. There are so many different races on this planet that they are trying to wipe out. And if we are continuously putting our head in the sand and just singing Kumbaya Mala and thinking everything is so bright and happy, we cannot see what is truly going on, and we have to act now. We can't continue to let these controllers of this world control us. And you know, the only way to get out of this, and I'm very positive about this, Ted, the only way is to go back to that zero ground within ourselves and truly understand that we are creator beings, but we are creator beings way beyond this planet, way beyond this galaxy, you know? I'm going to tell you something about the grays, Ted.
Okay.
We have a gray group coming to this planet, and they are doing like tradings with this planet.
Right.
And they are coming with their technology to us. And they are like, they are very benevolent, but they are not psychic at all. Mm-hmm. So they are coming to us and do tradings. And we are advancing this technology they are coming with and giving it back to them. And then we have a group of greys that are very psychic and benevolent. They are trying to help us evolve as creator beings in this world.
Uh-huh.
And then we have a group of greys that are very, I think you call it male, what do you call it? Like the bad ones.
Malevolent.
Malevolent. Thank you. And they are also very, you have the group that are malevolent and non-psychic, and you have the psychic and the malevolent group. They are really, really scared of us becoming the creator beings, because you see, a psychic ray can see through the room that he or she is standing in.
Right.
But a human being, completely evolved, can see through the whole universe.
Really?
So
wow, that's fantastic.
Group, yeah,
wow.
That is fantastic. So you can see the potential that the human race actually have. You see, we were created out of two different races, and what they didn't realize was the potential the human race actually have. And originally, we were created as a slave race, but we are going to be the supreme race of this whole universe. And this is actually what we are in soul. So it's so important that we are starting to get rid of all of this belief system that we are caught up in now. And, you know, they want us to be caught up in it, because as long as we are caught up in it, we will always fight each other.
Right.
Who is right? Who is not right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. When all we need to do is step into our power as creator beings, which we have always been and which we will always be. But you see, when we don't realize it, we can't really reach our full potential. So we truly need to realize this now. And this is what I'm seeing in the next 5-year period, that there will be more white avatars coming to this earth and saying things as they are, calling a shuffle, you know, not using all these made up words that is in this matrix we are living in.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's very profound. Erlich, I'd love your opinion on that.
It sounds very familiar. So since I listened to not only to Cryon, but also to Bashar and to our friend Simon and other sources, yes, this is the point. This is the point. And that was a wonderful explanation about these three groups of grays and what they are capable of doing and that they are different. Yeah, the potential for humans is limitless, and
right.
What I said before, it's on us to take ourselves into our own hands and develop by experience, and like I said, whatever it is, do a daily meditation, go into the garden, go into the forest, lean on an old tree and feel the vibration of the tree of the nature. And we as humans are beings of this planet, in this incarnation. We don't fly away. We are still here on this planet, and that's our experience. Yes, there are many aspects that I can resonate with, and the question is how to translate that to, let's say, my mother here in the house. She turns 90 this year, and I softly give her a spoonful of this and this and this, and some she likes to swallow, but some stuff sounds so ridiculously, even the system and a grid and whatever, that there are superior beings who control us. It's okay if I can tell her that there is a propaganda and perception management and a subliminal programming going on in this world. So, but she understands, and she's awake being, same as my daughter. My daughter is the person I can fully express myself and discuss with her. Mm-hmm. She has psychic abilities, and I think the psychic abilities, this is a key point.
Right. Well, let me spread this out. We've been trying to reach Michiko Hayashi in Tokyo, but we've lost the connection. But Michiko does wonderful work for the Modal Peace Project. She teaches children around the world the value of love and gratitude. And one of the things that Dr. Modo found is that if you could teach little children love and gratitude, then when they get older, they'll be adults, and they will teach their children and the world love and gratitude. And as Professor Einstein said many times, love is the most important, powerful force in the universe. And if we can do that, then I think we'll have a much better planet. But Michiko will be giving a presentation at the conference in Dresden. It's too bad we cannot reach her today, but hopefully she's listening. And the website for the Moto Peace Project is www.emotopeaceproject.net. John Eric, what is your viewpoint for the world? What do you see happening? Good things in the future?
I really hope for good things all the time, Ted. And I know it will. We will get there. We will get there at last. But we have to stay focused now. When Ulrich said, we had to go in the forest and meditate. We had to go and hug a tree and get connected, because the circus around us now, with all the technology we holding in our hands and look at, they are distracting us completely. I remember when I saw this Eurovision contest from Israel, and when I saw Madonna on that stage, it shocked me completely, for nobody in that hall watching her didn't understand what the message she was bringing out to the public in Europe. And then we saw the cabal. We saw what they are planning. So I say to you, if you haven't seen the performance to Madonna, just go on YouTube and look up Eurovision Madonna performance. And then you can see what they are planning to us, against us. So we have to start to tell people what actually happened. Because if we're going to say save the world, this race on this time in this 25,920 cycle, we are starting into Aquarius now. And Aquarius is a new time for a new God. The last time we have the pieces, that was Jesus. And before that, we have Tyrus. That was the bull. And they're changing every 2,500 years. And now it's a new time. That's what the new world order doing. They're going to change the new system of religion. And they're going to bring in a being from the space, and this being gonna heal thousands of people immediately. And they're gonna say, in all religion, have a center in Baku, in the Black Sea, is capital there. And this is a tower with a circle on top. And every religion on that table has signed up for the new world order. Every religion on this planet. And who is control is the Vatican. So they're going to bring the new religion. They're going to see the old gods have come back. And then we're going to Aquarius. This is going to happen. So what do we have to do now? We have to get stronger, much stronger. We have to get connected. What am I saying? Go do your inner work. Get started. Who you are, why you are here on the planet, why you have come here. Start to work. Start to explore. Tell your friends, tell your neighbors, only if they are ready for the information. Don't talk to them if they're not ready. Don't waste your time there. Only with the people who you are connected to, you understand they're ready for information, but not overload them. You have to go gradual, very slow. Talk about it so they can start to work on themselves and see what's actually happening around them. Because we're going to stand there and fight. We're not going to let this happen with a new God. We're not going to let this happen. We know the truth, and we're going to fight it. We're going to tell the people now what the truth is and what we should be preparing. But I know in the end we will win, because the lights are much stronger than the dark. But we have to be in between, because the people, so many people in the spiritual environment, they're so into the light, and they get polluted by the light. And some other people, they're into the dark and get so polluted by the dark. But you need to see the both sides to understand this play. So I know this. We're heading there, but they're going to get some times now to get to this position. We can say we are free. But it will happen. It will happen.
Ted.
Yeah.
Yeah. One point, what I am observing is since 2 years, is that we get waves and waves and waves. Almost every day, we get a push into the higher frequencies. I mean, the higher frequencies on our brain state, the so-called gamma state, the 35 to 100 hertz. And by the way, Gordon Smith, he was tested in a lab on his brain waves during a medium session, and it was a very relaxed state and a very high active state in the gamma range simultaneously. And the frequencies we are pushed into, this is something where people by nature experience exactly this. They hear voices, or they see things in their in between something. So, but they are not educated. They don't know mm-hmm. what this means. And it simply means that they become psychic. And that's very normal. So, but a normal person goes to the doctor and says, I hear voices. And then you can imagine what they get, a prescription drug
sure.
that calms
right.
down the vibration.
Right.
So
exactly.
This is the situation I'm observing. A person fully aware, like I went through the trainings and got a real genuine experience together with others in a group, and not hallucinating by myself, but together with a group, I can firmly stand on ground and said, this is a reality, mm-hmm. and this is normal. And this is a kind of education that has to take place. People have to be informed about this. And that's a natural state.
Sure, sure. Well, I'm still a firm believer. Emma Louise and Jan Eric and Ehrlich and Michiko, if you're listening, that of our beautiful bright future. And I think you have to, I think we are all powerful spiritual beings, meant to create a much better and happier planet. And you have to keep a positive frame of mind. I know there's a lot of negative things out there. You know, there's the cabal, there's the reptilians, there's slave species called the Greys, and they've done a lot of damage to human society over the past many years. But I think that the white light is stronger than the dark, and that you have to remember that in dealing with negativity, in dealing with negative influences, in dealing with the cabal. I think that the cabal and the reptilians and the negative extraterrestrials, they've lost the battle, they've lost the war. They're still trying to battle us, but I think they've lost the war. And I think things changed in September of 2016 when the frequency of planet Earth, the Schumann resonance, doubled from 7.8 hertz to 13.8 hertz. And since that time, it's gone up to over 1,000 hertz in many parts of the world. I'm told by some psychic friends that if we make good choices this year and next, that by the end of next year, December 2020, that the frequency of the planet will be some 50,000 times higher than it is now, with the result that many parts of the planet will actually be shifting into the fifth dimension. Not all of the planet, but parts of it will be. So that's the kind of future I'm looking at. But again, Emma Louise, I think it's really good, and Ehrlich and Jan Eric, to realize that there are negative forces out there, and they want to stop us if possible.
Can I say something, Ted?
Could you wait till next year?
No,
go ahead.
Okay. You talk about the frequency is rising on the planet. It's so true. We are heading into the cosmos now with a very high speed, and we are into a cosmic cloud now. And the cosmic cloud giving all this, what Ulrich says, the gamma beaming, everything. And we're getting lots of energy coming into us now. But on the same time, the negative beings is also noting this. So they are speeding up their work. So we have to only be educated now of what all this energy flowing through our body, and we have to get connected and start to, and that's what I told you, do your inner work.
Right.
But that's most important. That's most important, because when we are leaving all this religion thing, then we can only be free. Because we have been indoctrinated from little, when we were small. We went to the churches, we went to the temples, we learn about these gods. In the Bible, it's talking about four gods. And everyone is a different one. Why should we have? Why should the Bible talk about four gods?
Right, right.
So that's what they're talking about. All these gods, they are false.
Right.
They come from the one who are controlling these planets.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
It's not the right, the ultimate creator.
Mm-hmm.
It's just sitting there waiting us for we can get free.
Mm-hmm.
Because when we die, people say, we went into a tunnel, was a bright light, and suddenly one of the family members met you, or your God met you, Jesus or Allah met you.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're still in the program.
Right.
You're still in the program.
Right.
You should never meet them. You should be yourself. You are the light,
well,
not the tunnel of the light.
I had a discussion with Simon Parks about this very topic last a week ago. Oh, by the way, for those of you interested, Simon is he's on vacation right now, and he won't be able to come on until August 2nd. So I love having Simon on my show. He's a good friend of mine, but I just wanted to let you know he wasn't on today because he's on vacation. So, but he will be coming back August 2nd. But what he did say the last time I was on my show is that instead of going to the light, ask to be taken to the source, to the prime creator. That way you'll avoid any kind of karmic entanglements with losing your memory. That's what he said anyway. He said that would be the safest thing once you go pass on to the other side.
Yes, that's true. So true.
Yeah.
Because you have an inner light yourself.
Right.
It's coming from your heart.
Right.
And these lights, you can fly away to the right direction you should go.
Right.
Sorry, but that's what's happening.
What's
starting. It's starting right now with our children. We are still generations. We cannot remember really. We are in work. Most of people are working on it. But the new generations, our children, they can. They actually can. They have a new DNA. They are coming in with so many information already, with so many wisdom and knowledge. Because they remember, there is where the change is coming from, the most change. So I think within the 5 and next 10 years, there will become a huge change to this world. Of course, there's darkness, and darkness is fighting hard and harder. Each time the light is getting up, darkness tries to fight back. But actually, we won. In 2012, we won this fight.
Right.
This is what I know
right.
from so many sources.
Right.
And we are in a good way. We have to stay really calm, positive. This positive thinking, what light workers have to do. Yeah?
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. We've got about 2 minutes left. And for those interested in registering for the Dresden Conference, the cost is just 107 euros for the 2 days, or 53 euros a day for either November 9th or November 10th. For information or registration, please email me at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. We've got about a minute left, and quickly, 5 seconds each person. Emma Louise, you go first.
Okay. So what I think is very important these times is to connect to the Supreme Creator and not all these false gods that are out there.
Right.
And I also know that these changes are coming, but we are also having a lot of people on this planet that are not part of these new children. And right. I know a lot about these new right. children. So we have to help those people too.
Yeah, well, we've run out of time now, so I'm so sorry. Emma-Louise, Jan-Erik from Norway, Ehrlich from beautiful Germany, and Saskia, thank you so much for coming on today. I wanted to bring on Michiko Hayashi, but unfortunately we couldn't reach her. But I hope you all have a beautiful and happy weekend. And again, I hope you can come to Dresden November 9th and 10th. Please stay tuned for our next hour, friends. Thank you so much again for coming on the show.